Jorma Vuoksema, 8 minutes, 88 seconds. This time we're talking about the Swedish Football League, Allsvenskan, and go.
Yes, the top of my power ratings is Malmö, and for once I fancy strong fancy team more than the market. Their last season was a catastrophe, not very normal one for various reasons. I don't have time for all of them, but I expect Malmö to bounce back and heavily, and now we can concentrate more on the main target to win the Swedish Allsvenskan. They have clearly the best player material. We record this on the 19th of April on Tuesday, and so far I believe Malmö has won all their games, so we could be on their way to a very good season, and we are not the team to bet against, even if value in sports betting is generally on the underdogs, and even it's quite often okay to bet against the national name team. 73 is my power rating, by the way.
Mm-hmm. So what's next, Häcken?
Häcken, yeah. We were last season champions. They played a good season. I think they overperformed slightly, as champions generally do always. This season I had them as second favorite, power rated to 67. But I'm not that confident up or down with that figure. I want to see more games than these three I have seen, and I'm ready to adjust my power rating faster than with certain other teams with less question marks.
Next, there are back-to-back-to-back Stockholm teams.
Yeah.
Which order?
Yeah, why I have clearly highest power rating on Djurgården, 66, even if I don't like Djurgården, I'm an Aiko Black Army member from 1983. Djurgården should have the best player material, and their performance last season, we had a chance even to win the full thing. And yeah, well, that's enough, 66. Hammarby is an Aiko, they are both rated to 60 power rating points. We have started season badly, and Aiko was a disappointment already last season, so but I mean the player material, the kind of general class should put them somewhere around 60 power rating points.
Up next, Norrköping.
Yeah, well, they are okay, and we are not a team I know very deeply. I just guess we are 55 team, and let's see.
How about Elfsborg or Kalmar, which you have?
Elfsborg 54. They are actually a team which have potential even higher. They have some ingredients for potentially good team. We are 54. Kalmar only 49. They are a team with less budget than these big ones. But we are not bad either. Typical mid-table team.
Another mid-table team is Mjällby.
We are doing well, taking their resources into consideration, and I have actually raised up their power rating slightly during the season. You know, I have techniques now when I have learned to use spot market site in a handy day, that I take their match odds early in the season to my D-base and kind of adjust my power ratings according to those individual match odds. You know, if, say, there are two teams I consider to be equally good. And then the home favorite is 1.7 world stop at Sport Market. I know that so many thousand people around the world disagrees with me, but they say that the home team is much stronger. So I humbly adjust my power ratings. Fast and back to the track, but that's the reason why I have raised up Mjällby a bit.
So Mjällby is a small team doing better than expected. IFK Göteborg, a much bigger team, and they're under Mjällby.
Yeah, we have a great history and getting disappointment season after season. And if somebody told me 1986 Häcken is 23 power points stronger than IFK Göteborg, UEFA Cup winners at the 80s, so nobody had believed. And the make the things even worse, Göteborg has started with 0 points out of 3 games, so there might be even ingredients for crisis. I don't know where they should be, but 44 is my guess. Paradoxically, similar power rating 44 like Sirius, which is a minor team, and I don't know these lower teams very well. With Sirius, I'm always guessing 44.
Okay, and then we're moving on towards the bottom of the table. There are still a couple of teams that are not at the very, very bottom, like lower mid table, I'd say. Halmstad.
Yeah, Halmstad is a solid 40. There are all those factors I take into consideration. Last season performance, market expectations, full season betting market, then the techniques of the individual game odds from Sport Market, then team budgets and some small pieces of extra information. With Halmstad, all these factors quite agree it should be a 40 power rating team. You know, some of these previous ones are in fun factor here and another factor there, so there is more kind of degree of uncertainty or possibility for mistakes for them. But Halmstad should end up somewhere in 40%. You know, their win is 1 point and draw is half.
Yes,
if that technique, that scaling.
So then we are to the relegation battle. But do you think that Halmstad, Degerfors, Värnamo, they stand a better chance than the last ones?
Yeah, of course, when we go to those, to say beautifully, limited quality teams, there is much more randomness. They are more prone to all kind of arguments and crises inside of the teams than the things to ensure. Then their player material is not that wide, which means that bad luck with injuries can make a 35-point power rating team a 28-point team. And on the other hand, if they get lucky with injuries and what happens in the pitch, they might end up in 40 performance. So I don't play like being a guru with something where I do not know enough, and there are plenty of question marks and even randomness, even if I knew exactly. So I just end up this by saying Degerfors 37, Värnamo 36, Varberg boys 33, and Brommapojkarna 32. Brommapojkarna has lost all those three first games, and some of them with quite bad performances and high scoring, so they might be even worse. But I hate giving too low power ratings early.
Thank you. Time is up. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.